Nobody would accept a board treating its owners that way, but that is exactly how public comment periods function in this county and in nearly every government body I've observed. We are told when to speak, how to speak, and for how long. And then, in most cases, the board simply moves on to other business. There is no real exchange. There is no accountability in the moment. Now, whether this happens consciously or not, the pattern is the same everywhere. Once people are elected or appointed, the offices start to feel like they belong to them, and the decisions become theirs alone, rather than decisions made in ongoing dialogue with the people they represent. I'm not here today with one specific complaint. I'm here to name this pattern. The people of Indiana County are demanding that you change how these meetings function and create a real process where residents can bring a specific issue to the board, have it formally recognized, and engage in back and forth dialogue, not just 2 minutes into the void or a letter that disappears into a file.
Thank you. Jessica Chop.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Jessica Chop, I live in Indiana Borough. Should billionaires be getting excessive tax breaks? In light of the possibility that Amazon would be the data center customer for the Homer City redevelopment site, I would like to draw attention to PA House Bill 2198. Here is the memo explaining the rationale for this legislation in the words of Representative Greg Vitale, dated January 2026. So this is a quote from him. This legislation would repeal the sales and use tax exemption for data centers. In 2021, the tax exemption for equipment purchased by data centers was enacted as part of the tax reform code to attract data center developers to Pennsylvania. As of January 2026, there are dozens of active data centers in Pennsylvania and many more in development. Given the rapid growth of data centers in the state, it is clear this tax exemption has served its purpose and is no longer needed. Since fiscal year 23-24, the Commonwealth has foregone over $80 million in revenue due to this tax exemption. By 2030, if this tax exemption remains, the Commonwealth could forego up to another $235 million. Additionally, data centers consume enormous amounts of electricity, causing consumer electricity prices to rise. They can consume large quantities of water, potentially affecting local water supplies. The increasing proximity of data centers to residential communities is also affecting quality of life. Data centers do not need this tax exemption. For example, in 2024, Amazon's net income was $59 billion and Microsoft's net income was $88 billion. Okay, that's close of quote. Where does this bill stand at the moment? The bill passed the PA House by a vote of 197-5 on June 25th, 2026. Clearly, it has wide bipartisan support. One of the five no votes was Representative Jim Struzzi. The bill has been referred to the Senate Finance Committee, where State Senator Joe Pittman has the authority to move it forward for a vote, but has not yet done so. It appears that elected officials representing us at the state level are working in the interests of the billionaire class. Therefore, we have to turn to those at the county level to represent our concerns, the interests of ordinary citizens. I ask the commissioners to please urge Senator Pittman to move this bill forward for a vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, Tamara White.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I live in Indiana, and I'm here representing Crow. And to begin on a lighter note, perhaps the three of you have enjoyed your brief vacation from Crow, but here we are, back in the saddle, as it were. It seems like an opportune moment to bring up a couple of important issues. First, now that it has been revealed to the public that Amazon Web Services is in negotiations with Homer City Redevelopment, the question of an appropriate saldo amendment that will fully protect our health, our economic future, and our natural resources acquires greater urgency. We trust the Planning Commission is hard at work on this, and we anticipate a timely announcement of it. Along with that, of course, is the public hearing you have promised, which will provide another opportunity for vital public input Once everyone has been duly informed of the content of this draft amendment. Second, I realize these comments are going to reiterate some of what Jess has already said, but let me make them for emphasis. Again, you are no doubt aware that Pennsylvania House Bill 2198, which would eliminate the sales and use tax exemption for data centers, passed the PA House in a landslide vote recently, 197-5 again. It now heads to the PA Senate, where our very own Senator Joe Pittman, representing this 41st senatorial district and serving as House Majority Leader, must be persuaded to allow it to come to a floor vote. Since just 2023, Pennsylvania has foregone, just as already said, $80 million in revenue due to this tax exemption alone. Getting rid of it, which our state representatives overwhelmingly wish to do, is in line with eliminating public financing in various forms for data centers. Depending on where you live in the US, this can mean tax breaks, cost recovery, public land transfers, lease expansions, easements, or other public subsidies. It all has to go. This is a no-brainer when we are talking about some of the wealthiest corporations on the planet. Again, Amazon, speaking of Amazon, its net income was $59 billion in 2024. Does not need the special treatment. So I ask you to please use your access to Senator Pittman, who is apparently in Indiana right now on legislative recess, to urge him to both bring this bill to a floor vote in the PA Senate and to support it. That's all for today. Thank you.
Thank you. Carolyn Tremarkey.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Carolyn Tremarkey, and I am from the Indiana Borough. I just was asking for an update on the data center amendment to the Saldo plan. Also, please keep in mind that the site will be 5 miles in diameter, and it will impact far greater than that once it's completed, if it's completed. Then it impacts our air, our water, the sound, the smell, and light impacts. And I worry that what happens to our community once this occurs? You know, what happens to our beautiful big homes that we have along Sixth Street? Are people going to come to Indiana to live in these places when they can't stand the smell, when the water is impacted, when the air is impacted? What will happen to our community? It's a big problem for our future. We want to think about our children. Do our children want to stay here? Do our grandchildren stay here? Where do we all go? You know, so I think that these kind of problems for the future, we might, and the amount of jobs that are going to arrive because of this is really not, it's not now, it's huge, but in the future, it won't be. So you destroy a community, you destroy several communities for, you know, a small bit. So thank you.
Thank you. Lee Hendricks.
Hi, good morning. I'm Lee Hendricks, and I live in Indiana County in White Township, and I'm a member of Concerned Residents of Western PA, and I am here again because I care deeply about my neighbors and the land that we should be stewarding together. While the county has taken steps towards amending the Saldo in advance of data center development, impacts of Homer City Redevelopment's massive project are popping up all over the county. And we're hearing at Crow, we hear from folks worried about the impact of the RV parks being built for temporary workers in Burl and White Townships. We hear stories of rental properties being reserved for people moving in, so current residents struggle to find a spot. We've had folks share screenshots with us of aggressive interactions they've had on social media with people that include some slurs, who say they moved to town to work for the project. So these are not all things that I can absolutely, of course, verify. But what I'm saying is Crow is hearing from and engaging with our neighbors in a lot of different ways. We're trying to help keep folks informed and answer questions. People are frustrated, and people still do not know how they can have a say in what happens in their county. A lot of this process continues to seem opaque, with things happening in places that people don't know to look. And I'm gonna echo a lot of what Jess and Tammy, or some of what Jess and Tammy have said here too, because as I stand here and say all of this, it's becoming so clear that it is up to us to protect ourselves here in Indiana County. The people who represent us in Harrisburg are all in on this project. They're ignoring the voices of people here at home. As was said, Struzzi was one of only five people to vote against House Bill 2198 that would repeal these tax exemptions for equipment purchased by data centers in the state. And Pittman doesn't want to let the bill out of Senate committee for a vote. And this seems like an easy piece of it to support.
Mm-hmm.
For my money, it looks like they're more than willing to sell out the place that they come from.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's up to us. And so today I want to ask some questions that I think it would be helpful if you sought to answer about this process and project, recognizing that you're not going to answer them right now, but I do look forward to when you do. One, when do you anticipate a draft amendment? Like, how's it going? When do you anticipate a public hearing? Because people are asking, people are talking about it. Is there any concern that something will be proposed before the process is complete, now that we all know Amazon is in the mix and having conversations about building data centers? And what would it mean if that happened? How will you ensure folks know how to participate in the process when it's time for public comments? How will you consider the input you receive from the public? So what is it going to look like for you to listen to what people say? Thank you so much.
Thank you. Great. Thank you all for your comments. Next, we have a proclamation we'd like to present. Commissioner Huss, would you like to begin, please?
Thank you. This is quite the honor that we have today to recognize some of our Indiana County citizens who really stepped up to the plate and in such a loving way. And I know this has been on your hearts for many, many years, and you're good friends of mine. So this is quite the privilege and honor. So with that, I will begin. We are honoring today Kelly and Jason Stubbe. And whereas the Board of Commissioners of Indiana County recognizes individuals who demonstrate exceptional dedication to the well-being of children and families within our community. And whereas Pennsylvania Department of Human Services Secretary Valerie Arcouche presented Kelly and Jason Stubbe with the Permanent Family Recognition Award during the 2026 PA Permanency Conference Awards Banquet, an honor bestowed upon families providing legalized permanency through adoption, kinship care, or permanent legal custodianship, as well as those demonstrating unwavering commitment to advocacy.
And whereas Kelly and Jason Stubbe, both esteemed educators within Indiana Area School District, have generously opened their home to numerous foster children seeking safety, stability, and love, subsequently adopting three children and currently fostering three more with a constant readiness to provide permanent care. And whereas the Stubbes embody the core mission of foster care by prioritizing the best interests of children and actively support biological families, including guiding a child toward a successful, lasting reunification with her father, while continuing to serve as a life support system.
Whereas through their selfless dedication, Kelly and Jason approach every opportunity with empathy, respect, and integrity, moving into a larger home to accommodate their growing family, and actively advocating, speaking, and building connections across the foster care community. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that we, the Board of Commissioners of Indiana County, hereby commend Kelly and Jason Stubbe for receiving the Permanent Family Recognition Award, and we express our sincere gratitude for your outstanding service, leadership, and heartfelt impact on the children and families of Indiana County. I present this day, the 12th of August, 2026.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. And with us today, we have Jason Kelly. And before we get there, I would actually like to offer comments from Director Steiner from Children and Youth Services.
So I'm going to actually defer to Angie DiGiovanni, who is a paralegal within our agency and who nominated Mr. and Mrs. Stubbe for this award.
Every year, the Statewide Adoption Network holds a permanency conference in June. This year, there was a large focus on permanency families. And as soon as the email came out about maybe nominating someone in our county, I thought of the Stubbies. For years now, the Stubbies have just opened their hearts and their homes to many children. They have not only fostered these children, but they have fostered the families, reuniting children with their families and continuing to be a support to those children, their parents, their family, even as they begin their new journey in their lives. Actually, to date, they have adopted 5 children. They adopted 2 more children in June, right before they received this award, which was really exciting for the family. And they were able then to enjoy time at the Kalahari Water Park, which is where the summer statewide conference is held. I also attended. It was great to see them. All of the children were there, which is 10. Their eldest daughter, Olivia, she was the first child that they had adopted, and she even participated in the independent living group, which is a group of teens that are involved either just in our community, but primarily within Children and Youth Services. And they work with those teens to help them transition to adulthood and offer additional supports. And Olivia spoke during their session. So really, I think it's kind of a full circle moment. You know, the love that they have shown and offered and continue to offer just radiates from their entire family. And often in our office, you know, there is a certain standard of, you know, handling not only parenting and fostering, and there's a standard that we hold for our children. And some of us have started to call it the Stoopy standard because they really embody everything that you would want for, you know, the benefit and growth of our children.
That's great to hear.
Surely is.
And both of you, you're a testament of how the system works because of what you have done. We're honored as commissioners to actually have a family like yours to actually be able to take in these children, work with them, and actually foster them towards a great quality life. And it takes special people. Not everybody, I'm sure, can, you know, do what you're doing, but it takes special people. But again, we're grateful that you've stepped up and you're doing what you're doing. I'll open my colleagues for comment.
I have 2 children, and 2 children said a handful was a handful for me. And I can't imagine 10. And I can't imagine 10 that have all different kinds of special needs. And in this day and age, we've been talking about this almost every day now. Some of the kids that we are getting through the CYS system, becoming more complex, more complicated, have many more problems they're bringing to them. And so for a family to step up and say that they'll take one child with all those special needs is a huge thing. So for you to be taking all those kids in and making sure they have a safe home and a secure home, thank you.
Well, I would echo all that, and not only love and commitment and dedication, but I know that household is a well-oiled machine to take care of 10 kids and yourselves. And I think that, you know, being teachers, you understand what it means to be organized and to balance that with all the love. So doing great things. Keep up the great work. We appreciate it. Send back our love to you.
Yeah.
Mr. McKellen, would you like to tell us?
Okay, that would be for Just a moment, please. You understand, I'm going to need to know who the heck's in this picture beside the nice couple here and the first board of commissioners. Thank you very much.
Hold it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, there was no executive session held between July 22nd and August 11th. Next, we have the opioid settlement funds, and Ms. Schroeder, good morning.
Good morning. On behalf of the opioid settlement committee, we have a new project for approval. We're looking to fund the Indiana County Recovery Center Plan. That's for a total of $947,244. That would be for 3 years and 6 months. So that would start January 1st of 27, continuing through June 30th of 2030. The Indiana County Recovery Center is just across the street at 15 South 8th Street. We're in the third floor of the Rose Building. The Indiana County Recovery Center is a safe, sober place for individuals to build social aspects of a healthy recovery. There are three full-time peer certified recovery specialists that operate the center. They provide screening and education, socialization and support programs, and recreational opportunities for the residents of Indiana County that have substance use disorders.
Well, motion to approve the funds.
Second.
Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the second. Thank you, Amanda. Next, we have private provider agreements from Trusen Youth Services. Ms. Weaver, good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. I'd like to start with the fiscal year 26-27 non-placement listings. We have CAI, which is Computer Aid Incorporated, fiscal year 26-27. This is a renewal contract also. So this will be from July 1st to December 31st of 2026. And the cost will be $17,250 for those consulting services, which helps our fiscal department maintain our budgets, turn it in for our 4E reimbursements, and all of our invoicing. The cost of these services will come from our general fund and it'll be utilized as needed.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Next, the Center for Hearing and Deaf Services.
The Center for Hearing and Deaf Services is located in Pittsburgh, PA. This is a fiscal year 26-27, and this is a renewal contract. We do this contract for interpreting services for individuals with hard to hearing or deaf. They are able to do screening through phone calls. They can do FaceTime videos, and they also will do in person. Thankfully, we have not had to use this service, but it is something that we do keep on hand in case we come across a client that needs assistance. So the cost of these services will come from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Well, the motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next.
We have Nevaeh Incorporated. It is fiscal year 26-27 renewal. They are located in Greensburg, but have a satellite office here in Indiana. They have a multitude of services. They can do trauma therapy, individual therapy, anger management. There's parenting. They do supervised visits, and they'll do family therapy. They have asked for a slight increase in some of their rates and a decrease in some of their other rates. So basically what she did is she chose a flat rate and used it on all of the services then. the cost of these services will be coming from our general fund and it'll be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve the contract?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next is the Ireland Family Services.
So Ireland Family Services is a fiscal year 26-27 contract, and it is a new contract for us. This is a new program here in our county. It is actually run by Dr. Rochelle O'Malley. So they can do parenting, individual and family counseling. They are able to do a bonding assessment, attachment assessments, and they are also trained in the step-by-step parenting program, which has started up here in our county. It's a specialized parenting program. the cost of these services will come from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve the contract?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Next, second chance counseling.
A second chance counseling. This is fiscal year 26-27. This is a renewal contract. Megan Schweppe is a therapist who has a wide variety of therapy services that she can do. She can also provide supervised in visitation and sibling and family therapy in addition to trauma therapy. So the cost of these services will come from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve the contract?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same. Next, alternate living solutions.
So this is for fiscal year 26-27, a placement contract. Alternative Living Solutions is located in Latrobe, PA. They have two programs. There's an independent living program, and then there's also a transitional living program. So the independent living is for children 16 and up who are first starting out with a provider, and it's a supervised group home. the transitional living is actually apartments. Then as the kids progress, they can move into the apartments and just have random supervision. It's not full 24-hour supervision. So the provider has asked for an increase in their rates. And I have to say, this is a provider that does not ask for a rate increase every year. So it's kind of justified for him. The cost of these services will be coming from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve the contract. Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Who's the same? And last, the County of Westmoreland.
That's correct. The County of Westmoreland, that is also affectionately called the Westmoreland County Detention Center. So this would be a fiscal year 26-27 contract, and it is a new contract. We haven't had a contract with them for probably since 2020. This is a secure detention center that juvenile probation is going to use for a youth that is adjudicated delinquent. And I believe this is a one-time placement at this point in time for this contract, but we hope to be able to convince them to extend it through the whole year. The cost will come from our general fund, and the services will be utilized as needed.
Vicki, just as a follow-up, can you contact them and ask them if this would be a continuance throughout the rest of the year?
I will. I know at this point in time, it was through the commissioners and the judge that we were able to place that youth there. I will see if it can continue onward even when she leaves.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Motion to approve?
Second.
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 All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, Vicki.
Have a good day.
You too. Okay. Next, we have an agreement with the Tri-County WIP for our Department of Human Services. And Ms. Pounds, good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. I'm here to request your approval for an agreement between, as Commissioner said, the Tri-County WIBS EARN program and the county for their participation in our Project Share program. As you're aware, this program is a collaborative effort by organizations and the faith community to share resources and information to help residents of the county in need. They've asked to join the other 17 partners, including 10 agencies and eight faith-based organizations, made up of four churches, St. Vincent de Paul Society, the Salvation Army, Church Crisis Committee through ICAP, and Catholic Charities. The goals of the project are to decrease duplication of services and to maximize resources available in the county.
Okay. The motion to approve the agreement.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next, the agreement with Family Promise.
Yes, that is again an agreement between the county and Family Promise of Indiana County. The agreement will grant the approval to add them to the volunteer opportunities listing through our volunteer center here at our office, the Department of Human Services. And we are dedicated to supporting, promoting, and fostering volunteerism in Indiana County. If approved, they will join 12 other agencies who have asked our assistance in promoting their volunteer needs.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve the agreement?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, Marie.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Next, for jail, we have an agreement for secure technology value solutions. And Ms. Marriott, would you like to present?
Sure. I'm asking the board to approve a maintenance agreement for the body scanner and millimeter wave scanner at the Indiana County Jail. This is a one-year agreement in the amount of $36,720. They plan to recover these costs or to cover these costs with their USMS transportation reimbursement account. And I'm asking the board to approve this maintenance contract.
There's a motion to approve the agreement.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, Robin. Next, we have purchase through emergency management. Director Stutzman, good morning.
He's muted.
Tom, you're on mute.
Good morning, commissioners.
Good morning.
In front of you this morning is a request to purchase an uninterruptible power supply for the Strong's Hill Tower site. This is the next one in our series of doing these upgrades. The cost of this device is $39,600, which also includes installation. The funding for this is reimbursable from the 911 83% share.
I'll make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. I was just saying, Tom, how many more is left?
We have three left after this one.
Okay. Next is the equipment purchase also.
Yes, this would be for the purchase of personal protection equipment for 10 members of the county's Team 900 hazmat response team. We would be purchasing a portion. We have 45 members on that team. So we would be doing 10 of those folks this year. The cost is $34,000, and we would be purchasing through All American Fire Equipment under their state CoStars contract. These will be custom fit pieces for those members. And we'll, if approved, we'll be trying to recycle some of the equipment that they're wearing for new members as well.
I'll make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, commissioners.
Next, from our Office of Planning and Development, we have a liquid fuels application. Good morning, Director Starver.
Good morning, commissioners. Thank you.
Morning.
The Office of Planning and Development requests approval of the following application for county aid under the administration of the Indiana County Liquid Fuels Funding. Request authorization for the chief clerk to submit the necessary liquid fuels funding encumbrance to PennDOT District 10 for an application for county aid on behalf of Brainerd Township for an allocation of $125,000.00 to partially offset eligible project costs for the Martin Road Bridge replacement costs. The total estimated project costs were originally $741,488. With $500,000 awarded through a Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Commonwealth Financing Authority Multimodal Transportation Fund grant. Following bidding in May of 26, the low bid of $584,588 was received, and with $60,000 of engineering, construction administration, and inspection services, the revised project total is $644,588, with the balance of $19,588 committed by Rain Township. The recommended County Aid allocation of $125,000 represents approximately 19.4% of the total budget box.
So the motion to approve?
I move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
What does it say? Next resolution.
The Office of Planning and Development and the Indiana County Municipal Services Indiana County Municipal Airport Authority request the Board of Commissioners to authorize the filing of a grant application to the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development for the Rehabilitate Runway 1129 project and Airport Capital Improvements Project located at the Jimmy Stewart Airport located in Wayne Township. The $1.5 million grant application through the Keystone Communities Initiative Program will include non-AIP airport improvement program eligible costs, such as 2 inches of additional asphalt pavement for a total of 5 inches, engineering design, permitting, and installation of perimeter fencing and terminal building improvements is further defined. The Executive Director of the Office of Planning and Development is authorized to submit the KCI grant application, and Commissioners Keith and Dunlap were authorized, requested to be authorized to sign the grant contract.
Go ahead.
If awarded.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the resolution?
Mm-hmm.
Second?
Aye.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next, contract award?
Yeah. This is a procedural maneuver, and I'll explain, but the Office of Planning Development, the Indiana County Municipal Airport Authority, and Delta Airport Consultants, Inc. recommend the Board of Commissioners enter into a contract agreement with Quaker Sales Corporation of Johnstown, PA, for the Rehabilitate Runway 1129 project located at the Jimmy Stewart Airport in White Township. The runway is approximately 5,502 feet long with 100 feet wide. The recommended contract award to Quaker Sales Corporation of $4,594,495 is for milling the existing asphalt, any required base repair, replacement of a minimum of 5 inches, new asphalt service course, lighting height adjustments, markings, signage, and related infrastructure, including drainage. A total of 3 bids were received, ranging from the low bid as presented up to a high bid of $6,385,000. Project costs for this contract will be covered with Federal Airport Improvement Program, AIP funds, Pennsylvania Bureau of Aviation funds, and local share costs by the county at a percentage basis of 95, 2.5, and 2.5% each, with the county responsible for non-AIP eligible share of 2 inches of asphalt pavement at $837,750 with an offset with the previously approved application for the PAVCD grant. Although work is to commence in 2027, a notice to proceed should not be issued until all project grant funds are contracted. The procedural step is to award pending, and that will initiate the federal and state contract awards to the county. Those are program funds. So now with the award by the commissioners, those contracts can then be issued and grants formally offered by FAA and Bureau of Aviation. And then it is estimated that the runway may be closed for up to 70 calendar days.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the contract. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next, a proposal for professional services.
The Office of Planning and Development and the Indiana County Municipal Airport Authority recommend the Board of Commissioners enter into a task order with Delta Airport Consultants, Inc., Carlisle PA, for professional services, including construction administration, inspection, and an on-site resident project representative for the Rehabilitate Runway 1129 project located at the Jimmy Stewart Airport in Wayne Township. The task order amount is $700,000 based on unit prices and fixed fee and includes subcontractor services for quality acceptance testing, construction compliance monitoring, construction and record drawing surveys, construction administration, and permitting services. Projects from this professional service contract will be covered by the Federal Airport Improvement Program funds. The Pennsylvania Bureau of Aviation and local share costs by the county a percentage basis of 95.5% each.
Motion to approve the contract.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
It was the same. Next, we have the change order number 7.
Yes, change order 7 is related to the Jimmy Stewart Airport Hangar and Parking Lot Project. The Office Plan Development, the Indiana County Municipal Airport Authority, Delta Airport Consultants, Inc., and Stephen McGraw Architects, LLC, recommended the Board of Commissioners approve change order 7 in the amount of $2,486 with Francis J. Palo, Inc., with the Jimmy Stewart Airport Hangar Parking Lot Project. Change order 7 is to cut down the cane rail posts that were to be core drilled into the slab and add mounting flanges to accommodate floor mounting under the stairs so as not to interfere with the radiant heat tubing. The revised contract with Francis J. Palo, Inc., with approval of change order 7 will be $2,368,133.00, and the additional costs will be covered by Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program funds, Commonwealth Financing Authority, Multimodal Transportation Grant funds, and any required county match via project financing. Simply request Commissioner Keith be authorized to sign the change order.
Do I have a motion to approve the change order?
Second.
Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next, we need to change order number 8.
The Office Plan Development, the Indiana County Municipal Airport Authority, Delta Airport Consultants, and Stephen McGraw Architects recommends Board of Commissioners approve change order 8 in the amount of $9,266.00 with Francis J. Palo, Inc., and Jimmy Stewart Airport Hangar and Parking Lot Project. Change order 8 is to install a moisture barrier coating over the properly prepared concrete slab to protect the resinous finish flooring and provide a smoother finish surface, which will also result in a 5-year manufacturer's warranty. The fear here is moisture getting up into the top coat and delaminating it, and so this assures the warranty coverage on that product. The revised contract with Francis J. Palo with approval change order 8 will be $2,377,399, and the additional costs will be covered by the Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program, the CFA Multimodal Funds, and any required match via project bank finance.
Motion to approve change order number 8.
Excuse me, I apologize. Authorized Commissioner Keith to sign this one.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. And next is change order number 9.
And lastly, the Office Plan Development, the Indiana County Municipal Service, excuse me, the Indiana County Municipal Airport Authority, Delta Airport Consultants, and Stiff McGraw Architects recommend the Board of Commissioners approve change order 9 in the amount of $3,453.56 with Francis J. Palo, Inc. for the Jimmy Stewart Airport Hangar and Parking Lot Project. Change order 9 is to install base trim angle at the liner panels to conceal concrete expansion joints. The revised contract with Francis J. Palo with approval change order 9 will be $2,380,852.56, and the additional costs will be covered by the Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program grants, the CFA Multimodal Transportation Funds, and any required match via project bank financing, and request Commissioner King be authorized to sign the change order.
Motion to approve change order.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. And the last, the inspection services.
Yes. The Office of Planning Development and Parks and Department of Parks and Trails requests the Board of Commissioners enter into a professional services agreement with Gibson Thomas Engineering for the initial inspection of the Route 22 pedestrian bicyclist bridge in Borough Township for a not-to-exceed fee of $20,000 for the inspection work, rigging, traffic control services. Just point out, the actual inspection is $5,000, and all of the traffic control and the rigging on Route 22 is $15,000. Again, not-to-exceed. The initial inspection is mandated by PennDOT and will be in accordance with Publication 238, Bridge Safety Inspection Manual. The inspection will require the use of a rigging subcontractor to access portions of the structure that are not visible from the ground level. The inspection will require short-term lane closures on Route 22 to examine the steel beam elements of the main span over the highway. Project costs for this contract will be covered with available non-general fund program revenues administered by the Office of Planning Commission.
Motion to approve the inspection service.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those who say. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
Next, the Indiana County Right to Know Policy. And then Solicitor Bouvier, present, please.
Thank you, Commissioner. So this was this policy that's before you is basically time for an update of the one that was done in 2009. We have basically all our requests now come through the through email or via internet services, and we needed to update our policy to deal with that. Sets forth what we do when we receive a right to know request, our deadlines to respond, and how we will respond. The biggest difference between this policy and the prior policy is that there are certain offices in the county that really fall under the courts. And so we've directed that those offices, which are listed in the right to know policy, the requesters send their right to know requests under those offices to the court administrator's office as the right to know officer for the courts. And then the remaining right to know requests can be sent to Ms. Mary I, as has always happened. And if there is a one is sent to the wrong open records officer, that's not a fatal defect. We will cooperate and make sure that it's forwarded to the appropriate person.
Okay. Motion to approve the policy.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Those are saying. Thank you. Next is the Election Integrity Grant Program, and Ms. Marriott, would you like to present?
Yes, I'm asking the board to approve the grant application for the Election Integrity Grant Program Fund Year 26-27 in the amount of $247,461.50 through the Department of Community and Economic Development. These funds will be used to offset the election-related costs such as staff at the polling places on Election Day, training, maintenance on our equipment, security, and ballot printing. The amount we are receiving is a decrease of $7,345.56 from over last year's allocation.
Great. Motion to approve the grant.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. What does it say?
May I just say thank you, Chief Clerk Mary I, for all your work on that. I think, as we know, the world of elections has changed dramatically, and you're achieving these funds. And
yeah, it helps. So it helps the county tremendously by getting these funds.
I know you're doing a lot of training, and that's so important too. So thank you.
Next, we have a board appointment to the Tri-County Workforce Development Board. Ms. Marriott?
I'm asking the board to appoint Drew Flora to the Tri-County Workforce Development Board. This term will expire September 30th of 2029.
Motion to approve the appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those the same? Yeah. Next, I have a statement here to read. In order to ensure the protection of natural resources in large-scale industrial projects, our policy of the community in regards to building of data centers, the Indiana County Commissioners initiated steps to amend our subdivision and land development ordinance, known as SODA. Land use decisions are primarily controlled at the township and borough levels under Pennsylvania law, but the county administers the SODA for 32 of the townships and boroughs: Mount White Township, East Wheatfield, Indiana Borough, Blairsville Borough, Borough Township, or Homer City Borough. Therefore, the county commissioners can act within their authority to establish safeguards, provide guidance and support the municipalities in making informed decisions. The first steps of the process was to accept public comment. A total number of comments that were received were 248. There were 123 from Indiana Borough and White Township, which would be 50%, and 54 from Center and Homer City and Blacklick Townships, which is 22%. Out of the county and state comments, totaled about 7%, and the remaining 16% was from other areas of the county. There were 12% comments in support of the data center development. However, many were directly opposed to a data center. Others were concerned over impacts and lack of transparency. Currently, the commissioners, the Indiana County Planning and Development Office, staff, and the Planning Commission have been researching data centers, their impacts, ordinance language, and comparison of data ordinances in the PA Chamber model in Tioga County, Franklin County, Lancaster County, York County, Chester, and Montgomery counties. In addition, appropriate regulatory agencies and their regulations include the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Developments have been checked. The commissioners will issue information, comments, FAQs, along with the draft on the Indiana County Office of Planning and Development website by the end of August. A public hearing will be scheduled and announced to take comments on the draft ordinance. Thank you. Another business. Ms. Craig, good morning.
Good morning.
Ms. Craig's with the SPC, and do you have any comments you'd like to share?
No, I was just going be here. I'd like to come in person, just maybe like once a quarter, just to, keep connected. Thank you.
We're good.
Just come and see
you. It's always nice to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We
appreciate that. Any other business brought before the board today? Hearing none. Our next regular meeting will be here in the hearing room, August 26th at 10:30 a.m. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the second. Thank you.